I will pay your bills. The letters on the sign seemed to scream out the message. Just what you need, said Tom, as he and John stopped in front of the sign. You've been worrying about those doctor bills. Tom read the small print out loud. Come to 137 Main Street at 1 p.m. Saturday with evidence to show you have bills to pay, and I'll pay them for you. John looked excited. You surely don't believe it, do you? Laughed Tom. There'll be a catch to it somewhere. John took a deep breath. I just wish it were true. It's too good to be true. John glanced at the sign every day as he left the factory. He certainly had bills to pay. Saturday noon, he suddenly made up his mind. He did not wait for Tom. When the noon whistle blew, he hurried to the address. He expected to see a crowd, but there was no one there. Timidly, he knocked. The door opened and a gray-haired man invited him in. Is it true you'll pay my debts? John asked. Oh, yes, answered the man kindly. Just show me your bills, and I'll give you the money. He walked into a room where three others were sitting. They waited till 1 o'clock. The old man smiled. Only four of you, he said. I guess the others would not believe the sign. Now their chance is gone. Before I give you the money, he continued, you must hear my story. Some time ago, I learned about the love of God, who sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay the debts that we owe our Maker. If he had not come, we would all be condemned because we fail utterly to pay God the debt we owe. I was so happy that I wanted to tell others, but very few would listen. So I put up this sign, and only four came. The others would not believe. And now I want you to go out and tell others how I paid your debt, and tell them, too, that Jesus Christ lived and died and rose again to pay their debts to God. The white-haired man gave them all the money they needed and opened the door to let them out. By this time, a little crowd was waiting outside. Did he really pay your debts? They asked. When the four showed the money, the others said, oh, we'll go in now. But the old man shook his head. It's too late now. 1 o'clock was the deadline. He told them sadly as he closed the door. Oh, if only I had believed that sign, said Tom. I was a fool. John told Tom what the old man had said about the other debt to God, the debt that the Lord Jesus Christ paid on the cross of Calvary. And you know, he said, we better not be too late for that one either. Friend of mine, let me tell you, some 2,000 years ago, God the Father, in love, sent the Lord Jesus Christ, his only Son, the darling of his bosom. He came from heaven. He came to this world by way of the manger, by way of the virgin birth. The scriptures teach us that he lived a sinless life, and when he died on the cross, he died for your sin. He died for my sin, for the Bible teaches that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so, in truth, he died to pay the debt of sin that you and I owed Almighty God. God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We read in the book of Hebrews that when he, the Lord Jesus, had by himself purged our sin, he sat down on the right hand of God. He didn't pay part of the debt of sin. He willingly, in total, paid it all. He died for all sins for all time. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. Friend of mine, the Lord Jesus, God's Son, paid the entire debt that we might be set free. For he, that is, God the Father, hath made him, the Son, the Lord Jesus, to be sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Without question, Jesus paid it all. And because he paid the debt, there's nothing left for you to do except to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The wages of sin, it is true, is death. But friend of mine, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And today, he has for you a gift, And that gift is eternal life. Will you receive that gift? Or will you be like those in the story who would not believe the message and their debt went unpaid? Come as did those four in our story. They had their debt paid in full, in total. Christ Jesus, God's Son, paid the price. And now for you, he has the gift of eternal life. Will you trust him? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved.